Can you believe that it's actually been a year since the Starfield rant and all that came along with it? So the question is, 1 year on, how is Starfield actually performing and has the game turned itself around? TLDR, no, nobody cares. Nobody cares. I was right. I was right all along. Hi everyone, it's Az here from Heel vs. Babyface. I actually thought that it was the 7th of September 2023 that I did the Starfield rant because it was actually the day after the release. There's a lot of misconceptions about when the rant happened. We'll go through those, don't worry. But in reality, I had actually got early access to Starfield, and so the rant, I think, happened on the 3rd of September. But I was reminded by this person who I live rent-free in their brain that it was actually that date. And thank you so much indeed for commemorating it, once again showing how much it did matter to all those people that cried, it doesn't matter about this and that in a video game. But here we are, a year on, and this is how they mark the anniversary of Starfield. Not with the video game, but yours truly. So we're just a little bit of a year removed from that. Regardless of when it was, it literally went worldwide viral, with some videos on TikTok getting in excess of 45 million views as people melted down over a guy melting down over how sick and tired he was of stupid things in video games and video games itself being boring. The much anticipated Starfield game turning out to be nothing more than an absolute damp squib. So how did we actually get to the rant? Because I'm also in agreement that it would be a little bit over the top if this happened right at the beginning of the game when the pronoun section came up. That's not when the rant happened at all. Popular misconception, but the internet doesn't give a shit about context. That's just the way the internet is. You live by that, you die by that from time to time. But I'm just going to show you exactly how we got to that point, and I'm going to use somebody else's footage, because they were having a whale of a time going through it, and they themselves, oh my goodness, just used a pronoun because I used them in the unfamiliar, have gone through a recent cancellation attempt. Yes, we're going to view this from the eyes of Jeremy from Geeks and Gamers.
I'm gay.
He, what? What? He, him?
I love Az so much.
Okay. Bethesda, I'm going to say something to you. You should fucking listen. If you want to play pick your pronouns, then you should have an option to not enter pronoun.
Yes. Agreed 100%.
That's the only thing about the pronoun section. The rant didn't happen for another 7 hours or so. 7 hours of me getting bored off my head. 7 hours of me having to deal with some really dumb stuff. So let's have a look at some of that dumb stuff.
As long as the credits keep rolling in, life's good.
Listen, I know I should have been more forthcoming about who I was earlier.
Yes.
So, in the interest of full disclosure, there's one more thing you ought to know before we head up there.
You're a dude.
My relationship with the UC, it's more complicated than it might seem at first glance.
Uh-huh.
The UC's actually the only reason I'm here in the first place.
Yeah.
I am a clone of a man named Francois Sanon. One-time fleet admiral of the UC during the Colony War, former head of the UC Navy. They called him Ve Victus. Woe to the defeated, in Old Earth Latin. A title he earned. Secure the leadership of the UC
military generations. Az is dead. He's done. He's so done. He's just gonna sit there. He's like, I don't care. I'm just going to go to sleep right now. I need him to pick option four. I haven't seen this yet. Please.
You doing okay?
Sorry, dude. What did you say? Oh, look. You're a clone of a man. How does that work?
Oh, just off.
It's infected everywhere.
Nerves kicking in.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, I've still got to talk to them to finish the...
Before we get up there...
What?
There's something else I thought you should know.
You're a double dude.
You see, it's
you're a double dude with f***ing dicks on top. Hiram Amin with a 20,000 ADR says, Space Dylan Mulberry. Yes.
I'm a clone of a man named Francois Sanon.
Oh.
One time fleet admiral of the UC during the colony.
I have to go through this again.
Former head of the UC Navy.
I have to go through this
again. They called him Vey Victus.
Did they call them Vey Victus? Vey Victus. They them Victus?
Title he earned.
Some days I really miss alcohol. I really do miss alcohol and abusing drugs. Some days. I'm not saying today's one of them, but today's one of them. There's something you should know about me. I have a massive car! I'm more interested in what this has to do with us addressing the cabinet. I don't give a fuck
man I was
about your pronouns or who you identify as. Just give me my space money and my space experience.
I just wanted you to be forewarned.
Whatever you say, buddy, pal, chum, mate.
So your help means a lot more than I figured you might realize.
Well, my help might dry up real fucking quick, buddy. I didn't come on to this person. There has been no sexual shenanigans with this person.
You ought to know.
I just thought I would say the most ridiculous thing when they said, there's something I need to tell you. And obviously, being a clear female, I just joked, you're a dude. And then they went to tell me that they are a clone of a dude.
No telling how long the cabinet's going to keep us waiting out here.
I don't have any questions. No.
I guess it's
don't
just
care.
The part where he bursts is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Everything's gonna everything is gender ambiguous, gender just fuck off. I like women. I like my women to be women, right? You know, the old fashioned women with breasts and vagina, not cocks and fucking hairy chests and beards, you know. Jesus, ESG. Fucking hell. So it's a further 30 minutes later until the rant actually happened. I was just done with that segment of the game. I've been bored out of my mind for the last 6.5 hours or so, and everything just came to a head then, festering inside of me until it decided to come out in what's now known as the Starfield rant.
Welcome to Interstellar Affairs.
Yeah.
I'm Deputy Chief Diplomat.
Well, I'm worried about having an affair because I'm worried that the person I'm going to have an affair with might not, you know, might be more than meets the eye. You know what I'm saying?
I was also informed that you gave quite the presentation to the cabinet. You do know what the archives are, correct?
As is just done.
Sorry, what did you say? I wasn't listening. You're a woman. Let's pretend that I don't have the site. No, I don't care. No, I'm going to play along.
Someone paid attention in current events.
No, I just don't care. Hey, do you know what I love? Hey, Bethesda. Bethesda. Oi, cow, shut your f***ing cake hole. Hey, Bethesda. I just want to say something to you. Bethesda, I just want to say a little something. Bethesda, there is nothing I love more than to sit down. Now that goes off into the rant as it actually happened, but to me, the rant will forever be like this in my head. There is nothing I love more. Taking my headphones off, fuck that. Bethesda, there is nothing I love more than to fire up a brand new RPG, lose myself.
Sorry, did you want to get immersed in our world? Yeah, well, guess what?
Fucking pronouns! I love nothing more than to be dragged out at every fucking conceivable opportunity so you can fucking current day us! Current fucking day! Fuck off! We can't see past our own fucking reflection! That's the level of our narcissism here! It says no twat waffle! That's all you fucking are! Twat waffle! Fuck off!
the camera's on. The camera's been on the whole time, huh? I don't even know.
The rest, as they say, is history, as that rant went viral, as my wonderful friend Dan Vask messaged me and said, hey, mind if I post that epic Starfield rant? Might bring you a bit of heat. Turned out to be the heat of a nuclear blast. But the reality was, finally, people had something to say about Starfield, even if it was passively, because the game itself wasn't remotely engaging. Everything that made Bethesda open world games like the Elder Scrolls series or the Fallout series so much fun was the exploration and adventures that you got into between moving from one location to another. Starfield had replaced all of that aspect with cutscenes, taking off, landing, hyperspace cutscene, all gone. Everything that made these games great had been lost, and we were left with a snooze fest that seemed incredibly dated and exceedingly, I'm going to say it, get ready, boring!
As long as the credits keep rolling in, life's good.
But that was just the problem. The credits weren't rolling in at all, and Starfield only shifted around 3 million copies maximum upon its launch, significantly under what they had hoped. The early access model seemingly putting more people off purchasing the game as they were able to see exactly what it was all about, which was for the most part empty worlds, vacuous space, unengaging characters, and very mediocre gameplay. Even modders didn't want to touch this game with a barge pole. Starfield multiplayer modders give up because the game is, quote, trash. But when a bald, fat, middle-aged dude that allegedly looks like a thumb, so I've been told, is the biggest thing about your game, then you know you done fucked up. Retail giant Walmart couldn't wait to dump the physical copies of the game. It just wasn't selling at all. A meager 4 months into the launch of the game, it was determined that it was taking up valuable space, no pun intended, that could be utilized to put a product there that actually would sell. Reviews were in the toilet and nobody gave a toss, and none of it had anything to do with me. It was about the quality or lack thereof of the game itself. My rant was more of a boiling point moment. Somebody that was just complete and utterly frustrated with the Western entertainment industry, whether it be video games, TV, or movies, seeing this complete and utter fall to far left partisan and politics, this preferred pronoun nonsense, which of course is rooted in compelled speech. No, sir, I don't want to play your stupid games, thank you. I just want to immerse myself in a world and let myself go. Get myself out of here. Escape for a short while. But of course, the politics of these people mean that you can't escape at any moment in any area, in any kind of fictional environment. You must have it smashed into you at all times about what the progressive ideology is. And to that, I say go fuck yourself. And it seems that my frustrations have spread throughout the gaming universe. Take Concord, for example, a game published by Sony. 8 years of development, over $100 million of investment. They purposely made sure to exclude white characters from the game because it's made by racist progressive pig dogs that seem to exist on a steady diet of hormone blockers.
The modern gaming audience.
They made their own characters look like Portlandian land whales that look so disgusting, nobody in their right mind would have any desire to play them whatsoever, and the game failed miserably, having to be pulled down after a meager 2 weeks of release. I seriously hope it was worth it, Sony. You absolutely deserve that big fat L. Another piece of pathetic ideology, Dustborn is performing just as badly, with a concurrent player base currently of around 30 people, showing that players simply don't want this absolute tripe. Now, companies are well within their right to create these types of games, but one thing they're not within their right is getting a sale. That has to be earned, and if the customer decides that it's not for them, oh well, I guess you'll have to live by the mantra that you so love to say yourselves, the consequences of your own actions. Which brings us to 1 year on from Starfield's release and how much interest there is in the game, which is not a lot. Only 8,500 odd people are currently playing the game, with around 9,500 people peaking in the last 24 hours. Now, how do we compare this? Well, I think the fairest way to compare this is with other Bethesda games. Even Fallout 70 shit, which was deemed a massive failure within its own right, has more concurrent players now and a higher concurrent peak over the last 24 hours. It's also an older game as well. Ah, yes, Az, but Fallout 76 is an online multiplayer game. How does Starfield compare with other Bethesda single-player games? Why, I'm very glad that you asked. Fallout 4 currently has 2.5 times the current player base of Starfield, thanks due to the release of the Fallout London mod, which was actually created not by Bethesda, but by fans, you know, the ones that don't want to touch Starfield with a barge pole, and has renewed interest in the game. By the way, a mod that I'll be playing live on stream later this month, because if there's something which piques a player's interest, they're gonna check it out. Which leads us to the ultimate comparison against The Elder Scrolls Skyrim, a game that turns 13 years old in a couple of months' time. And it comes as no surprise to me to see that Skyrim has 3 times the amount of players concurrently than Starfield, because Skyrim is an amazing game with a ton of replay value, not only that, but heavily supported by modders who are creating more content for the game and giving people more to do. This is what happens when you create something with love, care, and attention, which Starfield seems to lack, as Starfield seems to very much mirror the current Western gaming industry. Vacuous, empty, dull, and more importantly, soulless. Starfield is a failure of its own making. It had nothing to do with my rant whatsoever. My rant was simply a message to other people out there who see what is currently going on with our entertainment and the direction, and in my opinion, the garbage direction in which it's going. Because we hear the terminologies inclusive and diverse so much, but it's really interesting that the diversity of thought, which is the most desperately needed, is lacking in everything to do with our entertainment. You either follow the narrative or you're cancelled, and they're more too happy to pile on in the process. The thing is, though, we can vote. We can vote with our wallets, and if it's not going into your business, it's going into someone else's. So you better wake the fuck up. I'll see you in the next video. You take care. Bye for now.